आज शायद हमारे शरणागति का लास्ट क्लास है। शरणागति का 6 अंग हैं। 6 अंग सबको याद है? किसको किसको याद है शरणागति का 6 अंग का, और किसको नहीं है? अच्छा, वो 6 अंग हैं: दैन्य, आत्मनिवेदन, गोपतृत्य वरण, अवश्य लक्षी वे कृष्ण, विश्वास पालन, भक्ति अनुकूल मात्र कार्यर शिकार, भक्ति प्रतिकूल भाव वर्जन अंगीकार। 6 limbs of शरणागति आर ह्यूमिलिटी, सरेंडर ऑफ द सेल्फ, एक्सेप्टिंग कृष्णा एज द लॉर्ड एंड मास्टर, ओनली शेल्टर, देन हैविंग द फुल फेथ दैट कृष्णा विल ऑलवेज प्रोटेक्ट। दिस वन वी हैवन्ट डन। इन लास्ट 3 classes we discussed about Dvaina, we discussed about Atmanivedan, and we discussed about Goptritya Varan. Now the 3 things that we didn't discuss are Avashya Rakhive Krishna, Vishwas Palan. Avashya means positively, definitely. Rakshibe means will protect Krishna. Vishwas Palon. Vishwas means to have the faith. And Palon means to maintain. Maintain the faith, to have the faith that Krishna will definitely protect me. So in order to surrender to Krishna, this understanding is very, very important. Krishna is my Lord and Master. Does the owner take care of his property? Isn't it natural that the owner will take care of his property? If you have a property, don't you protect it? Don't you take care of it? So if I am Krishna's property, then will Krishna protect me? So to have that implicit faith, avashya rakhibe Krishna, vishwas palon. Then bhakti anukul matro karjero shikar, accepting whatever is favorable to Krishna consciousness. Whatever is favorable, do we do that? Do we accept? Like say, when you are doing something, then don't you do whatever is favorable? Say for example, you have to go to Delhi from Ujjain. So in order to go to Delhi, won't you do whatever is favorable to go to Delhi? Like whatever is favorable. Like you can't walk to Delhi, so you have to catch a train, take a train. Now in order to take the train, you find out from the timetable what is a favorable train for you to take. And then you make a reservation beforehand, because you have to sleep in the train, so you have to have a bed. If you don't have a place to you may get into the train, but if you don't have a place to sit or a bunk to lie down, then will it be easy for you to go to Delhi? It'll be difficult. So these are the things that are favorable to do something. Now if you want bhakti, then won't you do it something? Won't you accept whatever is favorable to bhakti? So whatever is favorable, you have to consider that and you have to accept that. Bhakti anukul matro karje roshi. And bhakti pratikul bhav barjan angikar. Whatever is detrimental, you reject that. Like if you have to go to Delhi, so if there is a train that is going to Bombay, will you get into that train? Because that is not going to Delhi, it's going somewhere else. So why should you take a train that is not going to Delhi? So this is detrimental. The train starts at 6 o'clock. And if you end up in the station at 7 o'clock, Will it be anukul or pratikul? Favorable or detrimental? It'll be detrimental. So in this way, in bhakti also, we have to accept whatever is favorable and we have to reject whatever is unfavorable or detrimental. Whatever is creating obstacles to bhakti, that should be rejected. Like bhakti means to serve Krishna. Now, if you want to become a servant of Krishna, but if you end up developing an unfavorable relationship with Krishna, will it be good for you? You want bhakti, but if you end up becoming an enemy of Krishna, will you be able to develop bhakti? No. So these are the pratikul, detrimental activities. You have stomach upset. Then what is anukul for stomach upset? To take a medicine. Or you can say to take yogurt with chipped rice and banana. Is anukul for curing the stomach digestion, stomach upset. And whatever is pratikul for stomach upset? If you take a lot of fried samosa and kachori, dripping with ghee, will that be anukul for your stomach upset? No, it will be pratikul, detrimental. So similarly in bhakti also we have to know whatever is favorable to bhakti and whatever is unfavorable to bhakti. So things that are favorable we accept that, things that are unfavorable we reject that. And then what is the ultimate goal of bhakti? Ultimate goal of bhakti is Krishna prem. And how does one get Krishna prem? How does one get Krishna prem? One gets Krishna prem by taking shelter of the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to distribute Krishna prem. And you all know, Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayati. But how Mahaprabhu distributed Krishna Prem? Mahaprabhu distributed Krishna Prem through the holy name. So holy name will give you Krishna Prem. Therefore, at the end of this chapter of Sharanagati, Bhaktivinod Thakur is writing the glory of the holy name. So the glory of the holy name has 8 verses. He is saying, Krishna naam dhare kato bol. I do not know what strength this holy name of Krishna has. Bishayo bashona nale mor chitto sada jale. In the Vishaya Vashana, in the desire of enjoying the material world. Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki. Vishaya Vashana Nale. Vashana, Vishaya means material desire. In the fire of material desire, mor chitto sada jale. My heart is constantly burning. My heart is constantly burning in the fire of material desire. Bishayo bashona nale, mor chitto sada jale. In the fire of material desire, my chitta, my heart is constantly burning. Robi topto moru bhumi shamo, like a desert scorched by the rays of the sun. Korno randhro patho diya, through the passage of my ears, the holy name entered Karnarandhra Pathodiya Ridimaje Praveshya. It entered through the passage of my pathway of my ears and came to the region of my heart. Ridimaje Praveshya Borishoy Shudha Anupamo. It showers nectar. Anupam, unique. It showers an unique nectar. Ridoy hoite bole, jubhar agrete chale, shabdo rupe nache anukhan. It speaks from, it rises from my heart and comes to the tip of my tongue. Rising from the bottom of my heart, from the, it comes to the tip of my tongue. Ridoy hoite bole, jubhar agrete chale, then shabdo rupe nache anukhan. In the form of sound vibration, it constantly dances. So you get it? Huh? What happens to the holy name? It enters. How do we receive the holy name? We hear. And hear means it enters through our ears. And where does it go? It goes to our heart. And then it rises from the heart and comes to the tip of our tongue. And on the tip of our tongue, what happens? It begins to dance. The holy name begins to dance in the form of sound vibration. Shabda rupe nache anukhan. Kanthe mor bhangeshwar. It is rising. When it is rising from the heart to the tongue, see what happens. Kantho means the throat. It cracks my voice in my throat. It chokes. The throat gets choked up. Kanthe mor bhangeshwar. My throat. In my throat, it chokes up. Ango kape tharo thar. My body begins to tremble. Ango kape tharo thar. And sthir hoite na pare charon. My legs cannot become steady. I cannot stand because my legs start to give in. It starts to wobble. Chokhe dhara. Chokshu means eyes. Tears come streaming down my eyes. Chokhe dhara. Dehe gharmo. My body begins to perspire. Pulokito shab chormo, and my skin, in my skin, the hairs stand on end. Bibarno hoilo kalebar, the body becomes colorless. Bibarno. Body becomes pale. That is one of the ecstatic symptoms due to chanting of the holy name. Murchito hoilo mon. My mind swooned. My mind became unconscious. Proloyer agoman, as if the time of devastation has arrived. Bhabe sharbo deho jaro jaro. My whole body is afflicted with transcendental emotion for Krishna. Koriyato upadrab, causing so much distresses and disturbances. Koriyato upadrab chitte borshe shudhadrab. It begins to shower nectar in my heart, in my consciousness. More dare premero shagare, and plunges me into an ocean of love. See, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying it caused so much disturbance. It choked my voice. It made tears come from my eyes. It made the whole body perspire with sweat. And my whole body started to tremble. My legs couldn't become steady anymore. And it made me unconscious. It took away all the color from my body. When body swoons, it becomes devoid of color. Or a dead body, like a dead body. Does the dead body have a color? That is called vivarna, or becomes pale. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that causing so much disturbances, koriyato upodrab, but then again, what is it doing? In one hand, it is causing so much disturbances. And at the same time, chitte borshe shudhadrab. In my heart, it begins to shower nectar. And prem more dare preme ro shagore. It plunges me into an ocean of love. The ocean of Krishna prema. Koriyato upodrab, chitte borshe shudhadrab, more dare premero shagore. Kichu na bujite dilo. It didn't allow me to understand anything. More to batul koilo. It made me insane. Mor chitto bitto shab hare. And it stole my mind, it stole my consciousness, it stole my wealth, it stole my everything. See what the holy name has done to me. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, Loinu ashray jar, hano babhuar thar. The personality whose shelter I have taken, look how he is behaving. I took his shelter and see what he has done to me. I took his shelter and he took my mind, he took my consciousness, he took my wealth, he took everything from me. Bornite na pari e shokol. I cannot describe what he has done to me. Krishna naam ichchamay. Then he is saying, after all, the holy name is completely independent. Krishna naam ichchamay. The holy name is completely independent. Jahe jahe shukhi hoy. Let him be happy in whichever way it feels happy. Shei mor shukher sambol. That is the source of my happiness. If holy name is happy by doing this, let him be. Krishna naam ichchamay. The holy name is completely independent. Because it's independent. I can't dictate the terms to the holy name. When someone is independent and I am surrendering, can I dictate? Can I tell him, do this for me, do that? And then how is it surrender? So surrender means you are completely independent. You can do whatever you want to do with me. Premer kolika naam, then he is saying, premero kolika naam. The holy name is the bud of Krishna prema. The holy name is the bud of Krishna prema. Adbhuto rashiro dham, it is a reservoir of an unique transcendental source of mellow. Adbhut Rashirodham. Rosh means the transcendental mellows through which one experiences the joy of Krishna prema. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur now is comparing the holy name to a bud of a flower. And that bud is the reservoir of all the transcendental mellows. Hano bol koroi prakash, and it displays such power. Ishad bikoshi puno dakhai nijo rupo guno. The bud is closed, But then the bud opens a little. Ishat Bikoshi Puna. When the bud of Krishna Prem opens a little, then it shows Krishna's form, Krishna's beautiful form, and Krishna's qualities. Dakhai Nijo Rupo Guna Ishat Bikoshi Puna Dakhai Nijo Rupo Guna Chitto Hori Loy Krishna Pash. And it steals my heart and takes me to Krishna. So see what holy name does? Holy name is a bud. But when the bud begins to bloom, little bit, not fully bloomed, little bit it bloomed, then it shows Krishna's form and Krishna's qualities. Because the holy name is Krishna himself. Shows Krishna's form, Krishna's quality. Dakhai more, dakhai nijo, rupo guna. And then chitta hori loy Krishna pash. It steals my heart, it steals my mind, and takes me to Krishna. And then purna bikoshito hoya. And when that bud becomes fully bloomed, look, by opening a little what it did, it shows Krishna's transcendental form and Krishna's transcendental qualities and took me to Krishna. And now it has become fully bloomed. Purna bikoshito hoya, broje more jaye loya, and takes me to Vrindavan. Purna bikoshito hoya, broje more jaye loya, dakhay more shorupo bilash. And it shows his transcendental pastimes. When you go to Braja, what will you do? When you go to Braja, there you will see Krishna's pastimes. Braja more jai loya, dakhai more shadupa vilash. More siddha deho dia, Krishna pashe rakhe gya, e deher kore sarbona. It awards me my spiritual form. See what the holy name will do? When it becomes fully bloomed, it takes me to Braja and shows me Krishna's transcendental pastimes. And then it awards me my spiritual form, Siddha Deho. More siddha deho diya, Krishna pashe rakhe giya. Keeps me next to Krishna or makes me enter into Krishna's pastimes. Not only see Krishna's pastimes, but I participate in Krishna's pastimes. And e deher kore sarbonash. And completely destroys this body, completely ruins this body, sarvanash. Krishna naam chintamani, the holy name of Krishna is like chintamani. Akhilo rashero khoni, it is a reservoir of all the transcendental mellows. Nitto mukto shuddha rasamay, it is eternally liberated and it is full of transcendental ecstasy and mellow. Namer balai jato, whatever is there in the holy name, shab loye hoi hato, whatever the potency, whatever the assets of the holy name, with that I become overwhelmed. Tabe mor shukhero udai, then is the dawn, then my actual happiness begins, or that is the dawning of my actual happiness. Isn't it wonderful? So this is how Bhaktivinoda Thakur is describing or explaining what the holy name is. What is the holy name? This is the holy name. You chant the holy name properly, although at the beginning it is like a bud, but as it starts to bloom due to your chanting, then you will see Krishna's form. From the holy name, Krishna's form will become manifest. Krishna's qualities will become manifest. And in this way, the holy name will take you to Krishna's pastimes. Naam, Roop, Gun, Leela, pastimes. And when you enter into the Leela, you see Krishna's associates and you become one of Krishna's associates. Porikar. So this is how everything will be achieved by the holy name. You will become elevated to the spiritual sky in your Siddha Deha, in your spiritual form. Becoming separated from your material body. And then the material body won't have bear any significance. E deher kore sarbonash. Although the material body will be there, but you won't have any concern for this material body. Okay, so we can sing this song then. Krishna naam dhare kato maan.
Krishna naam dhare kato maan. Krishna naam dhare kato maan. Bishayo bachona nale more chitto sada jale robi tapto moru bhumi. Thank you. Oh,
চিত্তে বর্ষে সুধাত্র মোরে দ্বারে প্রেমের সাগরে
বিকশিত হইয়া ব্রজে মোরে যায় লইয়া দেখায় মোরে স্বরূপ राम राम हरे हरे
Srila Prabhupada ki Hare Krishna. So, does anybody have any question? Yes, Krishna Chan, come in. Where is the mic? God. Anything that could be done about?
The other three aspects of Sharanagati that could not
Yeah, we discussed them.
We have done only 3 years.
But today also we discussed briefly bhakti anug, like for example, avoshrokhive Krishna Vishnu, that Krishna will protect. Krishna will always protect, and to accept whatever is favorable and whatever is detrimental. We briefly discussed about that, like that taking a train to Delhi and not to take a train to Bombay when your goal is to go to Delhi.
So regarding this particular song, I have this question that it is said in the song that all these ecstatic symptoms become manifest. However, is it that we have to expect that they will become manifest at least within this lifetime, or it may even happen, you know, much later?
It's up to Krishna. As it is saying that Krishna naam Ichha Moy. Krishna name is completely independent. Let him decide whether I have to come back for millions of lifetimes or whether I'll get liberated, I mean be elevated instantaneously. You know the story of the cobbler and the yogi? Yogi was upset when he was told that he'll have to come back another lifetime. He was saying, oh, I have performed so much austerities, I have undergone so much difficulties, and you are saying that in this life I won't attain liberation. And what was Narada Muni's answer? Look, that's what Krishna said, what can I say? And when he went to the cobbler, what did Narada Muni tell the cobbler? That as many leaves are there in that tamarind tree, that many times we have to come. And tamarind tree is huge, and each leaf of tamarind tree has about 25 leaves. So how many leaves are there in the tamarind tree? That many times we have to come back. What did the cobbler say? Oh, at least someday Krishna will call me back to him. And then what happened? All the leaves fell off. And the chariot came from Vaikuntha. So this is how Krishna, it's entirely up to Krishna. We don't care. What's the harm? Aren't we enjoying our spiritual life here? So we have our preaching, we have our service, we have our association of devotees, we have our deities to worship. What else do we need? Will going back to the spiritual sky be any different from what we are doing now? So why should we separately endeavor or desire for going back to the spiritual sky when the spiritual sky for us has come down here? So why should we go there when it has already come down here?
And the purpose of my asking was, is it that when we are done reaching movement, is it that when we, until, I mean, because the preacher is in a madhyama position, like when Srila Prabhupada, they exhibit this so much often. So is it that as long as one is in the preaching movement, one will not experience these emotions, when one becomes just completely absorbed only in bhajan at one stage, only then he will experience, is there something like that?
Again, as I say, like, let us be happy wherever we are. The source of happiness actually is to be here now. And the source of unhappiness is to always wanting to be somewhere else and not now. Not here now. That's the problem with most of the people. They're not happy, they're not content with whatever they have. They're always aspiring for something else. Like Bhakti Vinod Thakur put it in this way, forget the past that sleeps. Never future dream at all. Live with the time that are with thee, and progress thee shall call. So forget the past, it's gone. And not, let's not dream about the future, oh, in future this is what will happen then. Let's just try to appreciate what we have right now. Live with the time that are with thee. This is what we have. This is the time that is with me. So why don't I fully appreciate it? So, to be in spiritual life, it doesn't matter whether I'm a Kanishtha Adhikari or a Madhyama Adhikari or Uttama, I don't care. I am just what I am, and I am fortunate that I have somehow come in contact with Krishna consciousness. And I have somehow engaged in this activity of devotional service in the association of devotees. Isn't it wonderful? So that is what a devotee, that is how a devotee feels. Yes, Sadhan Siddha, giving the question.
How can I recognize that as someone is chanting pure Hari name? It apparently seems to be like this, that someone is chanting sincerely.
Don't worry about someone else. Worry about yourself.
Recognize
how, yeah, so say that. How can I recognize how I am chanting? Not how someone else is chanting. See how much your mind is in the holy name, how attentively you are hearing the holy name, or your mind is wavering, your mind is running here, there and everywhere. So that is up to you to figure out. And you are the best person to detect that. Right? The pure name means the holy name. One is completely absorbed in hearing and chanting. You're fortunate that your mind runs here, there and everywhere when your eyes are closed. With many of us, it happens with our eyes wide open. So, when you see that the mind is going somewhere, just bring it back. Should you allow mind to go here and there and everywhere? Is that attentive chanting? One of the offenses is to be inattentive while chanting. So this is a symptom of inattentiveness. Attentive chanting means just absorbed. Mind is completely obsessed with the holy name.
How to make it happen.
So by making it happen, make your mind be absorbed in the holy name and not go anywhere else. Be attentive, right? When you see, your mind will, you know, mind will run. This is just as Arjun told Krishna, Chanchala hi mano Krishna, Chanchalang hi mano Krishna, Pramathi balavadriham. Mind is chanchal. Chanchal means flickering, fickle. Fickle. Mind is fickle. Mind is running here, there, everywhere. Mind is not steady at one place. So that is the state of mind. Mind will do that. But should we allow the mind to do that? Like for example, when you are preparing for your studies, preparing for your exams, you are reading the books. Should you allow your mind to go anywhere? Or should you force the mind to be focused onto the book? So similarly, when you are chanting, our mind should be focused onto the holy name. Just hearing. Just hear. That's what Prabhupada said. Just hear. That is the way to fix the mind. And somebody asked Prabhupada, but if the mind, and the moment he said, mind, Prabhupada said, what's mind? There's no mind. Just here. Just here. That is the business of the mind. You will hear only when the mind is there. When the mind is not there, you won't hear. Like the perception takes place with the connection of the mind. Like an object may be there in front of my eyes, and my eyes may be open. But as long as the mind is not tuned into the eye, through the eyes onto the object, we won't see that object. Didn't you note, isn't it? So that is why mind is, our perception will be only when the mind is in there. So if it is a matter of hearing, like now the next point is, how do you receive sound? Do you receive sound with your hand? Do you receive sound with your eyes? How do you receive sound? By hearing. So the holy name is the form of the Lord as the sound vibration. So He has appeared in the form of transcendental sound vibration. So how are we going to receive the Lord in that form? Through hearing. So therefore mind should be only in hearing.
Okay. Hare Krishna. Very wonderful class today. Whereas sometimes, mostly after standing 16 rounds, feel tidy or not, then we read Krishna book and some other Prabhupada literature. Every time we relate more and more, and when we read Krishna book, at the time I see that I am in that part of the world. So, but I am not enjoying the chanting of Hare Krishna.
You are chanting and reading Krishna book?
No, at the same time? Chanting 16 rounds.
Okay.
If I am trying to chant more, my mind is not...
Very good. Very good point. So, when you are reading the Krishna book, then through the description, you are seeing Krishna's pastime. You are, in a way, transported to Krishna's pastime. Right, through the mind, but that is not the real way to enter. The entering on the pastimes will be when your consciousness with your identity is there. Right? Okay, it's like this. You are seeing a painting of New York City. Right? You are seeing the painting, but are you in New York? No. With the colors, the New York City, impression of the New York City has been portrayed. Similarly in the books, through words, that scene is portrayed. So you get an impression of the scene, you get an idea of the scene, you get somewhat mental perception of the scene, but you are not there. But what the holy name will do, through pure chanting, will take you there. There means, you will be there. You as a jiva will become, there, will be there in you, with your spiritual identity. So there are some, this question came before. This question is from Nita from Indore. Who is Nita? Dear Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Please explain little more last line of the 8th verse of today's song. So the last line of the today's verse is Krishna Naam Chintamani. Chintamani means touchstone. What does touchstone do? What is the special characteristic of a touchstone? Do you know? Touchstone turns something a base metal into gold. Now, the transcendental touchstone has even greater quality. It turns a touchstone into a touchstone. Right? So, Krishna Naam Chintamani, and it's an, this Chintamani of Krishna Naam is a reservoir of all the transcendental mellows. Mellows are actually the basis of developing relationship with Krishna. The mellows are neutrality, servitorship, friendship, parental, and conjugal. Right? And these are the principal mellows. There are secondary mellows, seven secondary mellows. That laughter, laughter or fun, joke, surprise, chivalry, wonder, anger, ghastly, fearsome, and pathetic, pathos. So these are the mellows that causes the emotion to be experienced about our relationship with Krishna. Or Krishna, through Krishna's pastimes, we get to experience, I mean, through this, we experience our relationship, or we enjoy our relationship through the loving exchange based on those mellows. So the holy name is a reservoir of those mellows. All the mellows are there in the holy name. Krishna Naam Chintamani Akhilo Rashero Khoni Nitya Mukto Shuddho Rashamay. And it is eternally, the holy name is not a thing of this material nature. The holy name is of the spiritual world. And in the spiritual sky, everything is eternal and everything is liberated. So, holy name is eternal and holy name is liberated, eternally liberated. And it is full of pure mellows. Nitya mukta shuddha rasamay Namer balai jato sab loe hoi hato. When all impediments to the pure chanting of the holy name are taken away and destroyed, then my happiness will know its true awakening. Okay, so Namer balai jato, whatever is there in the holy name, whatever the holy name stands for, whatever the holy name has, whatever the holy name is, I become overwhelmed with all that. You see, that means holy name becomes everything for me. Holy name is everything for me. Just as, you know, we have the understanding Krishna is everything. So in this way, we are seeing that the holy name is everything to me. And Tabe mor shukher udai, then my happiness, real happiness, awakens. Real happiness dawns. Then my happiness will know its true awakening. It's clear? Okay, that question, next question is how can I become humble? That is the biggest question actually. How can I? We can talk for hours and hours. The other day I was actually thinking about it. The day we discussed, were you here the first day when we discussed about Daina? The first aspect of Sharanagati is Daina, or humble disposition. And so after the class, I was thinking that I spoke so much about becoming humble, but I was thinking how humble I have become. So proudly I gave the class on how to become humble. I think we have to just pray to Krishna that somehow we can develop this quality. And see, the way, again, like I can say that, you know, we can talk for hours on this topic, but the real thing will be our natural state of consciousness. But anyway, theoretically at least, you know, we can consider that becoming humble is in relation to becoming aware of Krishna's greatness. We cannot just become humble like that. But when we see Krishna's greatness, when we become aware of Krishna's greatness, then in relation to Krishna's greatness, we start becoming aware of our minuteness. And simply by becoming aware of Krishna's greatness only, we can become aware of our minuteness. And that is the way to become humble. In this respect, I think of one example. You see, Akbar, the great Mughal king, Mughal emperor, had a minister called Birbal. Birbal was famous for his wit, famous for his intelligence. And other ministers became envious of Birbal. And they complained to Akbar, why are you so partial towards Birbal? Why you always display your favor to Birbal? As if Birbal is everything in the court. So Akbar tried to make them understand that Birbal is so intelligent, Birbal is so wise, Birbal is so... But still Akbar could see that they were not convinced. So next morning when Akbar came to the court, he drew a line on the floor with a chalk. And then he asked, can anyone make this line shorter without rubbing it off? Can anybody make this line shorter? So Akbar asked one by one. No one knew how to do that. Then Akbar asked Birbal, what about you? Birbal said, fine. So he took the chalk and drew a line next to that one, which was longer than that. And he said, now your line is shorter. So in relation to the greatness of Krishna, we will be able to recognize the minuteness of ourselves. So that is how we have to become humble. Simply by recognizing Krishna's greatness. Krishna, like for example, you become aware that Krishna really lifted the Govardhan Hill. Now can you lift Govardhan Hill on your little finger? Never. So, Krishna is great. I can't even dream of doing something like that. What to speak of Govardhan Hill, I can't even take this cell phone on my finger, a little finger, and balance it for 7 minutes. But Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, held it for 7 days on his little finger. So in this way, by becoming aware of Krishna's greatness, we can learn to become humble. I'll take this question and then I'll take... You get ready with the microphone. Give her the mic. Yesterday, you told about Mukunda Maharaj and other devotees, how they entered in London. At the time of Srila Prabhupada, even Grihastha devotees are so fired up, without worrying about their home, temple, occupation, they are so much in service and fully surrendered to Srila Prabhupada. What is the reason I am missing that spirit? Please bless me so that I can have a bit of that service attitude. Your insignificant, aspiring servant, Akshay. Who is Akshay? Okay, very good. So again, when you read Lilamrita and come across the wonderful achievements and surrender of these devotees, take the example and become example, become like them. Right? That's very good that you are thinking that way. Thank you. Yes?
Hari just said, and we sang the song that the Harinam has a lot of strength. And plus we see that Krishna empowers the person, give the person Krishna completely for whoever tried that thing. But then it's a little bemusing. We see, then on one hand we realize that Harinam is important and when the kingdom is going on, we are in ecstasy. But on the other hand, we also know that Maya is powerful. But then somehow, the later part of the day we may forget it. So my question is, why does that happen? Is it because of the past activities or is it because of our inner quality?
Well, you see, in the material nature, we have become conditioned. Conditioned means we have lost track of the spiritual sky. We have lost track of our spiritual identity. And we have become conditioned. We have become subjected to the environmental arrangements of the environment. And we react. And on top of everything, we got stuck with this body. And it's such an effort for the soul to maintain the body. It's such an effort for the soul to make this body conscious and keep it going. And then on top of that, it's constantly being bombarded by all the objects of the senses. So it's natural that you'll forget. So keep struggling. At least now you know. Beforehand, did you know that? You didn't know that. When you didn't know that, did you ever think of achieving that? No. So now that at least you got the information, so now you are endeavoring. And through that endeavor, you will achieve your perfection. It'll happen. You keep endeavoring and the perfection will come. At least you are endeavoring now, so that is a positive sign. After 1,000 births.
Yeah, if I get devotion.
If you get?
If I get devotion from this Krishna.
Oh. How do you know that you'll get liberated after 1,000 births?
If I get diverted from this.
Yeah, right. Okay. Okay, right. So that's why don't get diverted. That's why devotee's prayer is that janmao bi moi ichha jodi tor bhakato grihe jani janmohumor. That if you want me to take birth again, then please allow me to be born in the family of a devotee, in the house of a devotee. So that is the prayer, that we don't get diverted, we don't deviate from Krishna consciousness. That is the prayer of a devotee. Devotee doesn't say that you liberate me now. Devotee prays that please allow me to stay on the path of devotion, life after life. So then if you don't deviate, then you will be keep going on this. If you found the way to some place, and if you stick to this way, like you found the way to Delhi, The path will take you to Delhi. If you know that the path will take you to Delhi, then what should you do? You have to stay on that path, then someday you will reach Delhi. So similarly, our goal is the spiritual sky, and we found the path to the spiritual sky. Now let us just stay on that path without being deviated. Okay? Thank you. Even though Krishna knows our potency and capability, why does He put us in situation that breaks us down completely and puts us in anxiety? Why does He why does He take such difficult tests even after knowing how weak we are? Okay. This is from Vaidehi. So, even though Krishna knows our potency and capability, why does He put us in situation that breaks us down completely and puts us in anxiety? Krishna doesn't put you into anxiety. You put yourself into the anxiety. Krishna simply makes you go through your course of karmic reaction. With all of us. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Whatever is happening to us in this material nature is simply due to our past karma and the influence of the three modes of material nature. Right? So when you come first in the class, in exams you do brilliant, come out with brilliant result, what should you think? That in the past you must have done something good, and as a result of your good karma, you are getting a good result. And while playing with your friends, if you fall and get hurt, then what should you think? That in the past you must have done something bad, and as a result of that, you got that reaction. So, can you blame Krishna for that? Krishna, why did you ever say, Krishna, why did you come first in the class? Similarly, why should you say, Krishna, why did you make me fall and get myself hurt? Krishna didn't, you did it. Right? Therefore, just depend upon Krishna and pray to Him that you can get out of this material bondage and become fully engaged in His loving devotional service. When we go out for preaching, sometimes we meet good people, sometimes bad people also. In that situation, how can I avoid that those who criticize our society? Should I avoid or convince? Chandrakopi Das. Where is Chandrakopi? Okay. we are ready to preach to anybody. And when you are approaching somebody, you do not know whether he'll be favorable or unfavorable. Now, if someone is unfavorable, then, and if you feel that you won't be able to convince him, don't waste your time. Right? Because what? Remember the ninth offense? Right? Why that ninth offense? Because if a person is detrimental to Krishna consciousness, if one is envious of Krishna, the more you speak to him about Krishna, the more envious he'll become. So why give him a chance to become more envious? So better to avoid him. And properly utilize your time and energy to cultivate those who are favorable to Krishna consciousness. One of my known and dear one likes to compose music for Krishna, likes to preach, likes to chant, but he doesn't have the passion for it or its behavior goes very high and goes totally down. How to help it? Whose question is this? Okay, yeah. So, you know someone who is very dear to you, he likes to compose music for Krishna, likes to preach, likes to chant, but he doesn't have the passion for it. Okay, so how to help him? Encourage him. And when he is down, yeah.
He knows the tattva. But still,
take the mic so that everybody can hear.
Sorry, he knows the tattva. He knows the philosophy. Just because of him, I'm able to chant 16 rounds regularly. But I don't know why his behavior is like that. He tries to chant, he tries to preach. But it goes very dark. Again it comes very dark. It's not constant. He even knows this. He says, Krishna, please help me for this. Please help me. I'm unable to do this.
Anyway, so on your part, what you can do is, when his spirit is up, then you encourage him.
Huh?
And when his spirit is down, you support him.
Maharaj is here, he is listening, please.
He is listening also.
Maharaj, I have told him so many times, he has not asked this question. So I will ask this.
I see. Okay, then maybe I should speak to him sometime. Huh? You are from Surat, right?
From
Oh, you're from, okay, you're from Ajmer.
I'll be grateful, Maharaj.
Huh? Okay. Okay. So Mukesh, it seems that I have to have a private meeting with you. Huh? Okay, I'll meet you. You're here today? You're here tomorrow? Today, what time you're leaving? 9 o'clock at night. Okay. So you came with the Surat group, right? Okay. I am meeting Radhacharan Prabhu. I am meeting with the devotees from Surat. I think at 10 o'clock. Yeah. Okay. So let me see when I can. And my first request will be: do not let anything affect your Krishna consciousness. Okay, so the first thing I'll say is, do you recognize that Krishna consciousness is the most important thing for you? You recognize that. Then, if you recognize that, then please try to preserve it, try to protect it, and try to cultivate it with all sincerity. And whenever, I presume she's your wife? Yeah. So, whenever something is affecting your conviction, Krishna consciousness, or dampening your spirit, just confide in her and take her help. Right? Huh? And Prakash also, but Prakash is not... Huh? Anyway, we'll discuss when you meet. Huh? Yeah. So you can discuss with Prakash also. And why only Prakash? Why not Radhachalan Prabhu? Yeah. Yeah, everyone. Like this way, actually, it happens to all of us. So we have to help each other, you know, in our spiritual path. Like, say, for example, when you're climbing a mountain, and if one of the climbers have some problem, he slips, then what do the other climbers do? Don't they come to his help and carry him along with him? So that's how we have to also keep moving towards our destination. Okay, so I'll stop now. Thank you very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.